we're facing some problems in the medical supplies. The hospital is running 24 hours emergency room. We have an ICU, dialysis, and theater. We've got also 2 days for cancer patients for chemotherapy. The most important issue here is the medical supply. We cannot get any supply from anywhere. We've got promises as well from the Ministry of Health, but it's not as much as we want, you know.
Yes, in the current context of the ongoing fighting and conflict in Sudan, what are the most frequent medical needs as far as patients coming to your hospital and no hospital and other hospitals that might be open around you? What are the emergency cases, the pressing cases that you deal with?
All the injuries between the civilians, either by weapons or by the Air Force's attacks. The most important item here is the blood needs. Most of the patients, they need the blood transfusion, and we don't have even, you know, the kits for blood transfusion. I mean, like the bags and the wires and etc. And we cannot get them from anywhere. I'm just using my relationships with some other colleagues in Al Saudi, sometimes some hospital around, you know, some private companies, but it's not enough. Most of the patients are dying because we can't give them any blood, to be honest. The dialysis patients as well, most of the dialysis centers has been closed or out of service, and no hospital is like one of two of centers in Omdurman itself. But every now and then, the dialysis kits are deficient, and we have stop doing the dialysis, and we lost too many patients, you know, because we don't have dialysis kits. On the other hand, in the ER, we've got too many issues with, you know, the gauze and plates and everything that we can do to suture the patients, to the anesthesia medications, everything. We don't have anything right now, to be honest with you. The situation is catastrophic. In the theater itself, our only one consultant, the surgeon, he stopped working as he wants some money, you know.
How long can you keep doing this without getting significant supplies and support from organizations and without the fighting, you know, calming down?
It's a very difficult question, to be honest. We're doing our best to keep stand and keep giving the service to the patients. But believe me, if I can send you a video of today's situation, is very bad. You know, we lost like five civilians fighting around the facility of the hospital. It's around, and the problem is most of the patients, they cannot get into the hospital itself because of the fighting. They cannot stop fighting to let them go, you know.
As I understand, the current fighting in Omdurman, the area where you are, it's mostly about controlling supply routes for the RSF and the army. They're fighting to control the supply route to Wadi Saidna and other military bases and strategic
locations. Yes. Yes. Yeah, exactly. You're right.